And the role of Ulysses will be sung by Roderick Williams, with Caitlin Hulcup singing the part of his wife, Penelope. You can hear that at 6:30 here on Radio 3. Right now, it's 5 o'clock, time for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello. On today's show, a very special session featuring award-winning Irish singer Christine Tobin and her group here at the BBC's historic Maida Vale Studios. She's currently based in New York and is back on British shores touring material from her latest album, Pelt, the core of which is her clever and insightful musical setting of the poems of Irishman Paul Muldoon. I'll be speaking with Christine shortly about the project, but for the moment, the band are in position, ready to play, and here they are with Zoological Positivism Blues, Christine Tobin and her group. Vocalist extraordinaire Christine Tobin and Zoological Positivism Blues from her album Pelt, fusing the poetry of Paul Muldoon with their quirky funkiness. And Kate Short is on cello, Richard Jones on violin, Gareth Locrane is on flute, Steve Hamilton is on piano and Fender Rhodes, Phil Robson on guitar, Ollie Hayhurst on double bass, Simon Lee on the drums, and Christine Tobin on vocals. It's great to see you back in the UK, Christine.
It's great to be back, and it's great to be here with you, Julian.
How's your move to New York worked out, interacting with the jazz scene?
It's very inspirational. New York has such an intense kind of energy about it, and of course that's in the music as well. It's a real hub. You know, people come from all over the world to bring their jazz talent and their jazz intentions to New York. So there's all of that kind of intensity, and it's very inspiring. It's hard as well, you know, it's really full on, but it's great.
Tell us about your fascination with the work of Irish poet Paul Muldoon.
The poems that I've chosen for this particular project called Pelt, and the name of the album is Pelt, it's actually half of the words are Paul Muldoon's lyrics and the other half are his poems.
Right.
And I came across his poetry through a guitarist, a Scottish guitarist and poet that I used to work with in a band called Lammas many, many years ago, in a different era now, different century even. That's Don Patterson.
Right.
And you know, I asked him who could he recommend in terms of contemporary poets to read, and he recommended, he was a big fan of Paul Muldoon. So that was my first introduction to Paul's poetry, and one of his poems really stuck in my head, a poem called Horses. And I set that, and then once I'd set that, that kind of gave me the bug. And there's a real clarity to Paul's work. There's a real playfulness as well in his lyrics, like Zoological Positivism Blues that we just did. It's quite zany and quite clever, you know, juxtapositioning of words and linking, and like a game of tag. He's great technically, and also there's a real spiritual depth in them as well.
You're going to do two pieces for us, Wind and Tree, followed by San Simeon. Tell us a little bit about those pieces.
We did a concert the other night in Exeter, Phoenix, and Paul was actually with us reading, and he said after I'd read some of those poems, he'd written them over 50 years ago. Wow. So I think this is one of his earlier poems, Wind and Tree, and it's very Zen-like is the way I would describe that. And San Simeon is a set of his lyrics. It's almost like a kind of a crossword puzzle, and it refers to William Randolph Hearst and the Hearst Mansion in San Simeon, and many other characters along the way. So that's a totally different vibe to Wind and Tree.
Thank you, Christine. Well, I'll let you get back into position, because Christine Tobin and her band are going to perform Wind and Tree, followed by San Simeon. Thank you.
often I think I might be like that single tree going nowhere, since my own arm could not and would not break the other. Yet by my broken bones I tell new weather. Thank you.
signature marks, lines up his duck walks through San Simeon. Winston Spencer Churchill likens himself to Virgil after San Simeon. It was Aeneas who cast up Dido. Even Abe Lincoln's dog was a fighter. Everything you say sounds like it put on after San Simeon.
San Simeon from Christine Tobin, and there will be more from Christine and her band later on the show. Well, from the poetry of Paul Muldoon to a brand new recording from Snow Poet, it's a project led by another fine Irish singer, Lauren Kinsella, and this is The Therapist.
You asked me to close my eyes, to keep my feet firmly on the ground, to visualize my past through a person that I still loved. You said, please recall the first time that you felt you. Thank you.
Snow Poet and The Therapist from their spacious and sensitive second release, Thought You Knew, out on Edition Records. Next, we have a new release from Cuban-born pianist and composer Omar Sosa. Omar cut his teeth in San Francisco in the mid-90s after a brief interlude in Ecuador on leaving Cuba in 93. By the end of the 90s, playing in an amalgam of different settings and working on film scores, he moved to Barcelona in Spain. His new recording is in collaboration with the NDR Big Band, the Hamburg Radio Big Band, with arrangements from Jacques Morellenbaum. This is Cha-Cha du Nord.
Thank you.
warm, authentic Cubanisme of Omar Sosa with the NDR Big Band and Cha Cha du Nord from his latest recording, Es Sensual. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online, and on digital radio, coming to you from our studios at BBC Maida Vale. And time now to return to the music of our special guest, Christine Tobin, and her band. This is Promises, Promises.
Stretched out under the lean-to of an old tobacco shed on a farm in North Carolina. A cardinal sings from the dogwood for the love. Of happiness, yet I am utterly bereft of the low hills, the open-ended sky, the wave upon wave of pasture rolling in and just as surely falling short of my bare feet, whatever is passing me by. I am with Raleigh near the Atlantic, where we've built a stockade around our little colony. Give him his scalp shell of quiet, his staff. On whom Raleigh will hoist his sails. He will return years afterwards to wonder where and why we might have altogether disappeared, only to glimpse us here and there as one first strand in her brain.
stretched out under the lean-to of an old tobacco shed on a farm in North Carolina. When someone or other warm naked stirs within tiptoe to look out over the horizon through the zones across the ocean. A cardinal sings from the red bud for the love of one slender and shy. Stairs to her room in Bayswater, the damson freckle on her throat that I kissed when we kissed goodbye.
Christine Tobin and her band, and that was Promises, Promises, with wonderful solos from Richard Jones on violin and Steve Hamilton on the piano. It's a really lamenting piece, Promises, Promises. Tell us about what it does to you.
I love this poem when I read it. There's a real sense of, you know, the character in the poem is far away from his place of birth and his loved ones. Mm. He's across the ocean. He's lying on the grass, you know, smoking, dreaming. And he's got that feeling of displacement that you have when you leave where you're from. Yeah. So you no longer quite fit in there and you no longer belong to your loved ones, yet all the memories are there. And he's, you know, it says utterly bereft. So there's a real sense of that kind of alienation and sadness. But there's this dreamy quality as well. And he's in North Carolina. And this happens to be, he mentions Raleigh, Walter Raleigh, that is. And Raleigh funded a colony, a group of people to go out from England. I think in the late 16th century, you know, they had a settlement there and they tried to set up their lives there. And a few years later, they went back to find them and there was no trace of them except some markings on trees. So it sort of refers to that. Mm. The blue in an Indian girl's dead eye. Mm. That's the only trace maybe of these Europeans. So, but he ties that in, this feeling, this lostness. Mm. So there's a real quality of, I can relate to that.
It sounds
I think we all
like
can.
Yeah, it sounds like it's very close to you. I mean, jazz and poetry have a history and one can see why, as they align very well together. There are artists, you know, Jack Kerouac, The Last Poets, Gil Scott-Heron, loads of people who found that link between the words. But what's your process? Because you now have a history with poetry, the poetry of Leonard Cohen, W.B. Yeats, and now Paul Muldoon. So what is your process?
First, I would get a book of their poems and just read through them over and over again until, you know, usually I make friends with one or one really speaks to me. Mm-hmm. And I have a real strong connection. Mm. With it. And then, you know, I'll get some colour or particularly strong feeling and then try and get some motif on the piano that, yeah, I feel captures that and conveys that. And so usually it's that, it's some sort of figure, you know. I don't really have any fluency, so I wouldn't use it on the stage. Be thankful for that. But I write on the piano and work out the chords and, mm-hmm. you know, then the melody, and I'll record those down and then sing, you know, and I was thinking of the violin lines echoing the melodic phrases.
So is that when the orchestration, the instrumentation you're going to use comes as well? Are you thinking, I'd like strings on this, I'd like a flute and rhythm section?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the process, you know. I get the bare bones of it and then think of layering it up.
Beautiful. Well, I'll let you get back into position to perform After Me, followed by Long Bones. Christine Toby.
Thank you, Julian.
No one will ever succumb to passing the loving cup. The game is zero sum. Now we've broken up. Back bacon will lose to eggs, eel to avocado, pirates to peg legs, Goya to the Prado. No one will make an advance or go down on his knee. No one will give you a second glance after me. No one you meet in the last chance will fall for your rouge. Après-moi, said the king of France. Après-moi, le deluge. Colored greens will lose to grits, Coke to Bacardi, numbskulls to nitwits, Laurel to Hardy. No apples will ever shake the tree. Nothing you plant will ever take after me. For every pie I ate, the pastry cook would bring me to book, as you once took me to task for refusing to name our mutual friend who's only to tell how you once came to ask after me. Which is why it's a shame the losers wear the beige, but it's a zero-sum game. Now we've parted ways. Keith Richards loses to Ron, Alpha to Omega, Papa Doc to the Tauntaun, Elvis to Las Vegas. We're unlikely even to hum along to our old LPs in the adventure might still come after me.
country cook would bring me to book as you once took me to task for refusing to name our mutual friend whose only aim was to tell how you once came to ask after me. Wear the base, but it's a zero-sum game. Now we've parted ways. Keith Richards loses to Ron, Alpha to Omega, Papa Doc to the Tauntaun, Elvis to Las Vegas. We're unlikely even to hum along to our old LPs. You might still come after me.
ask me why, she would cover the mirror with the sheet. Only when I look back on her snow white feet and her snow white thigh, did it come to me next morning in Damascus Street that she herself was the mirror covered with a sheet. Ooh, 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 hey, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, oh, mamba, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, mamba, down there, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, hey, mamba, down there, hey, mamba.
Christine Tobin and her band, and that was quite a demented groove on Long Bones. And before that, we heard the sassy After Me. Well, Christine and the band will grace us again later on the show with a final set. Well, the Barbican Center gears up for the arrival of Maestro Wynton Marsalis, who, with his magnificent Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra and organization, embarks on his fifth residency at the esteemed hall in London. On the 27th, he will reenact Benny Goodman's debut concert at Carnegie Hall in 1938. This was a landmark concert of jazz and racial integration on a stage of classical music prestige and unparalleled visibility. On February the 28th, Wynton will also pay tribute to Leonard Bernstein, as 2018 is his centenary. So, a big year for the pianist and conductor who defied musical category and greatly enriched the artistic landscape with his sublime recordings, compositions, and insightful observations as a respected educator and charismatic musical figurehead. Early in Wynton's career, parallels were made with Grand Maestro Bernstein with regard their mammoth recording, concert, and educational output. Let's have a listen to a piece from Wynton's Pulitzer Prize-winning composition, Blood on the Fields. This is Soul for Sale.
What a great day for shopping. I can feel money dropping. People, that's what I'm copping. Sold for sale. Checking their teeth and hairlines. Pinching a bug whose skin shines. Looking for brown concubines. Sold for sale. I like my Negroes real. Simple but plenty full of feeling. Think we can make a deal. 900. What? Have you lost your mind? I call that stealing. What you got to make my corn grow? New pipes for my tobacco. Yes, and let's see that Negro. So far. Bob,
Some. Let's see him skip, hop, and run. Darky, let go of that young'un. So for sale, I like my Negroes real simple but plenty full of feeling. Think we can make a deal. 900, what? Have you lost your mind? I call that stealing. Picks, hammers, new plows, and hoes. A parcel of northern dress clothes. Oh, and I'll take those Negroes. So for sale. Whip it, whip it, whip it.
Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, and Soul for Sale featuring the brilliant John Hendricks, who passed away recently. Well, after 45 years, the iconic Blue Note label has re-signed organ legend and jazz high priest, Dr. Lonnie Smith. Dr. Lonnie's powers have not diminished one iota. His long-standing trio showcases the talents of Jonathan Kreisberg on guitar and Jonathan Blake on the drums. This is their rendition of Wayne Shorter's Juju. Thank you. The wonderful excitement of Dr. Lonnie Smith and Juju from his current album celebrating his 75th birthday, and that's called All In My Mind. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online and on digital radio, coming to you from our studios at BBC Maida Vale. And time now for our final set from our special guest Christine Tobin and her band, who are here with me in the studio. And here they are with The Big House.
I was only the girl under the stairs, but I was the first to notice something was wrong. I was always first up and about, of course. Those hands would never lay 2 days running in the same place. Rise early and try round the haggard for fresh nests. The mistress let me keep the egg money. And that particular night there were guests. Mrs. De Groot from the bridge set and the young man children, so I wanted everything to be just right when they trooped down to breakfast that morning. I slept at the very top of that rambling house, a tiny room with only a skylight window. I had brushed my hair and straightened my dress and was just stepping into the corridor when it struck me that a boarded up door was flung open. A pile of rubble and half bricks was strewn across the landing floor. I went on down, I was stooping among the haystacks when there came a clatter of hooves in the yard. The squire's sure-footed little piebald mare had found her own way home as always. He swayed something, fell headlong on the cobbles. There was not so much as the smell of whiskey on. Two and two together. Particular morning was how calmly everyone took the thing. The mistress insisted that life would go on quietly as it had always done. Breakfast was served at 9 exactly. I can still hear Mrs. De Groot telling how she had once bit 7 hearts. Stories were forgotten.
Christine Tobin and her band with music from Pelt, her album project setting the words and poetry of Paul Muldoon with her colourful and charismatic music, and you just heard The Big House. Kate Short is on cello and vocals, Richard Jones violin, Gareth Locrane on flutes, Stephen Hamilton on piano and keyboards, Phil Robson on guitar and electronics, Ollie Hayhurst on double bass and electric bass, Simon Lee on drums, and of course, Christine Tobin on vocals. And I'm pleased to have Christine join me again. Well, the music is just so big and powerful. A Big House. What drew you to that?
It's like a mini drama or a little play. Mm. It's kind of like a short story in the form of a poem. And it's sort of an upstairs, downstairs kind of big house scenario. There's a murder and there's ghostly goings on and there's people playing bridge, and the story is all told by a maid in the house. And you know, I just have the impression she's young and she's speaking very quickly, and you know, that's that kind of, that's in the language, you know. Mm. The way his use of language is very good. Yeah. With that, and there's that kind of rushed kind of feel to her speech, and I can almost hear the accent and everything. So, you know, I used to listen to the Beatles a lot years ago in my youth. And some of their songs were like that, you know. Mm. If you think about it, She's Leaving Home. Yeah. And an entirely different subject matter, but that kind of setup where it describes the house and the people and the feeling and their daily routine and how they're finding that a drag, or you know, whatever the scenario is. Mm. Or Eleanor Rigby, you know, they're like little stories.
Yeah, so huge in the imagination.
Yeah, I'd say for that one, I kind of went in a Beatles direction. To be all technical about it.
See, well, it's fine. I mean, I was thinking about Paul Muldoon. Having met him, how does he feel about what you've come up with in akin or in connection with his words?
Well, he's been very, very positive and very complimentary. And we did a gig where he read a couple of poems, and then he read some. He's written quite a few poems that have a blues-like rhythm to them, and he asked the band to play with him, and that worked out fantastically. Mm. He reads his work very well. Mm. It's really very captivating. Mm-hmm. And you really understand the words. And he read Pelt. Ah. As well, and then I sang it. So that was quite interesting to hear the spoken word and then it's set to music, because mm. it just does take on another dimension. But he writes a lot of lyrics, mm-hmm. you know. Of course, if you're writing lyrics, you're writing them with them being set to music. You have that in mind from mm. the get-go. But poems, you know, are written as a finished and perfect article in themselves. So I suppose some people would think, you know, that you shouldn't tamper with them at all. He's been very positive with me anyway about the results. And I think he feels that anything that gets poetry out to a wider audience is a good thing as well. Yeah. You know, so.
Definitely. That's really positive. Great to have you, Christine. And I'm going to let you make your way back to the group to do Pelt and I'd Know You Anywhere.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christine.
Now rain rattled the roof of my car like holy water on a coffin lid. Holy water and mud landing with a thud. Though as I listened, the uproar would fade to the stoniest of silences. They piled it on all day till I gave way.
you're number two. The 5th of November, the clock at Waterloo.
I'd Know You Anywhere from Christine Tobin, with gorgeous solos from Phil Robertson on guitar and Gareth Locrine on the bass flute. And my thanks to Christine and her band for coming in for today's session. For more information, check out the playlist via the Radio 3 website. There's more jazz with Soweto Kinch on Monday night at 11 with Jazz Now. And they'll be featuring a performance by French clarinetist and soprano saxophonist Louis Sclavis. From me, Julian Joseph, till next time, bye-bye.
And you can join Julian again with another edition of Jazz Lineup at the same time, 5 o'clock, next Saturday. This week's programme was produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade.
In Composer of the Week, we salute German music's poet of victory. For decades, Richard Strauss was the darling of the concert halls and opera houses of Berlin and Vienna. But during the Second World War, Richard Strauss found himself closely associated with the Nazi regime. For many, it was a marriage of convenience, which would prove to be both a blessing and a curse. 50 years, 2 world wars, and a German composer who lived through it all. Richard Strauss is Radio 3's Composer of the Week, this Monday to Friday at noon, and then available on the Radio 3 website.
Also available on the site are other editions of Composer of the Week, including last week's programmes about John Dowland. Here's one of his best-known lute works, The Frog Galliard. Odette played The Frog Galliard by John Dowland. This is BBC Radio 3. It's just after 6:30. Time for tonight's Opera on 3. It's introduced by Sean Rafferty.
Welcome to the Roundhouse in North London and to a shed. Well, it was once a railway engine turntable. It certainly housed it. It's a vast circular space. It now has tiered seating for some 1,500 people. And the setting for this production of Monteverdi's opera The Return of Ulysses by the Royal Opera, in exile, if you will. The action takes place on and around a vast moving wheel-shaped set. Right at its centre, more gently moving, a smaller hub which contains the musicians, the orchestra of the early opera company conducted by Christian Kernin. The whole feeling is of a sparse and very empty wasteland, certainly a far cry from the crimson and gilded proscenium arch of Covent Garden. Well, I have a vantage point high above it all, and with me a singer whose academic immersion before the stage was in the world of Celtic mythology, Eileen Manahan-Thomas. So, are you acquainted with the great Greek myths as well?
Do you know, I really am. In fact, I'm a huge fan of the Odyssey.